Since the shooting in Parkland, Florida, earlier this year, schools across the country have been ramping up efforts to keep students safe. Some are investing in metal detectors, others in more guidance counselors and emotional supports. Keystone Crossroads' Jen Kinney traveled to a small-town school district in northeastern Pennsylvania that is taking a different approach, becoming the first in the state to allow teachers to be armed in classrooms.
So the first thing I think we should do is just everybody take a deep breath.
You have a question? Yes.
Please
get
to it. Okay.
Tensions flared during last week's community meeting in the Tamaqua School District. In September, the school board unanimously approved a policy that would allow staff to carry firearms in the district's four schools. But there had been little public discussion about it. So when over 150 parents and community members filled the middle school's cafeteria last week, there were a lot of exchanges like this one between school board president Larry Wittig and Tamaqua High graduate Julian Grace.
When are we going to start the actual preventive measures instead of jumping to a hastily pushed through program that relies on falsehoods and stale pitches and things that don't stand up to scrutiny?
Attorney Cheryl Tennant Humes, who grew up in Tamaqua and has a grandson in the district, is part of the group that's opposed, and she slammed the district for its lack of transparency.
We're still in the dark about what the board looked at and with whom the board consulted prior to the policy's adoption.
The board says it was discussed publicly at board meetings, not pushed through secretly. But Wittig did acknowledge that they hadn't sat down with teachers before voting, and many were caught off guard.
I'm a teacher here, and we read about it in the newspaper, actually.
Kim Woodward has taught every single grade in the Tamaqua district. She doesn't support the policy, as a teacher or a parent.
My other daughter that is in sixth grade here, if her teacher would be the one that is armed, and he's going after the active shooter, her classroom therefore becomes alone and then is putting her at risk.
This point came up again and again in community questions. Would armed teachers leave their classrooms to pursue a shooter? Those details aren't fully worked out yet. Nicholas Boyle, a board member who has been a force behind the policy, has said that staff would volunteer to carry, it wouldn't be mandatory, and they would be anonymous, rotating who is armed on any given day.
The idea of this random carry, multiple people carrying, is a deterrent that prevents cowards from targeting these places.
At least 10 states already allow concealed carry permit holders to have guns in schools. Pennsylvania State Senate passed a bill last year that would have allowed just that, but it died in the House. Without it, the legality of Tamaqua's policy is far from settled, according to both Democratic and Republican spokespeople. And the state's largest teachers union is filing an injunction to stop the policy. Here's Frank Wenzel, Tamaqua's area union rep.
Most teachers, the majority of teachers, are not for other teachers carrying firearms. Being that these people are not trained to do this, this is not what we signed up for.
The board has not backed down, saying that parents who don't want their children's teachers armed could attend cyber school. Boyle says, at the end of the day, cost is a factor. He would support having armed guards, but arming existing staff is cheaper.
There is no price on a child's life, and we get that. But in reality, everything runs on a budget. So, I mean, yes, can we hire a police force for Tamaqua? Absolutely. We'll kill band, we'll kill the football team, we'll kill this, we'll kill drama, we'll kill all these after school activities if that's what they want.
The board says staff would be trained by the Buckeye Firearm Foundation, a nonprofit that has trained over 2,000 teachers to carry arms in Ohio and Colorado. At the meeting, the board invited a Buckeye representative, Joe Eaton, to give a presentation.
Time is what matters in all of these situations. Every single minute that you allow violence to continue in your schools, on average, 5 to 7 additional dead or injured are what you're going to see.
Some Tamaqua parents are supportive, like Jessica Turpak.
I am for guns in the school, 100%. I'd like to see teachers carry. It's sad. It's sad that that's where we're at, but it's the part of the times we live in.
A majority of speakers and attendees were opposed, though. Many, like parent Liz Pinky, said they'd support armed guards, just not armed teachers.
Guns are a part of the culture around here. We have off the first day of buck season from school, from work, from everything. So, and that's the thing, our stance is not against guns. At the same time, we have to be rational and intelligent about this. You know, for every one school shooting there is, there were millions of other kids who went to school that day and came home safely.
Then, that very night, hours after the meeting ended, a shooter entered a nightclub in Thousand Oaks, California, and killed 12 people, starting with the armed security guard at the door. It was a grim reminder that as rare as these events are, they can and do happen everywhere in America, every day, despite our best defenses. Jen Kinney, Keystone Crossroads.